Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's April 28th on this live Wednesday edition. We've got so much huge breaking news coming up in the next segment. And I want to run a special report put out by John Bowne from Band.video. But the mask is almost entirely off, and then we'll be right back to kick off the main transmission.
If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
For me, this is all really old news. Then I got to remember, hey, you got a lot of folks tuning in every day. They didn't know the basis. People ask, like, how did Jones know this? I love how they attribute it to, like, all these psychic powers and things. No, it's attributed to reading the globalist documents and then watching it all come true later. This is not rocket science, folks. You just got to admit to yourself that it's happening and then say, do I just want to be like concrete, it rolls over? Do I just want to be this passive thing that goes along with this? And I really don't think you're that.
And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Are you going to be ready? Are you going to say no? Are you going to stand up for yourself? That's really the big question. I'm a gorilla. I've got my primitive side. And I get mad at our enemies, and I get hyped up to have the strength to crush them. You know, I'm transcending that, and so are you. Because as long as we've got our eyes on God and justice and love, we will automatically transcend them as Christ did, and our spirits will resurrect above whatever they do to these bodies. And I've seen, just as Martin Luther King talked about, the future. And that vision of us together, with our children living an incredible, loving future together. And all the attempts that we see to turn us against each other, all this great evil that's unfolding is only because evil wants to keep us from God and keep us from exercising our deed, our paperwork, our promise, our guarantee. This planet is an egg. It's a seed. And the enemy knows that. But as the energy of Christ is poured into the planet, the enemy is going to try to block that and is going to run around like cockroaches scared to death. And it can be disgusting. It can be horrible to watch them vomit their poison and spew their lies and engage in all their psychotic behavior. But don't let them get you down with their poison. Don't even let them get you to the point of hating them. Forgive them and pray that God can change their heart before they're destroyed forever. The way out of this is getting ready. and admitting the universe is big and deep and broad and long and strong, and getting into it and stop being afraid and looking down at the dirt. You should be staring into your grandmother's eyes and up at the universe. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, April 28th. The year is 2021. I'm going to be live here the next 4 hours. I'll be hosting the fourth hour as well. And I do intend to open the phones up today. And so we will get that done, especially in the fourth hour. We have a lot of big guests here on the Alex Jones transmission today. It's big national news that Nick Fuentes was put on a no-fly list. He was told that by American and by Delta. Then national news wanted proof. He went back last night and shot footage of Southwest telling him he is banned from boarding any flight on a no-fly list. This is a big deal. He did not enter the Capitol. He did not call for entering the Capitol. He is a very well-spoken, I'd say, mainline classic conservative. So they call him a Nazi. They call Tucker Carlson a Nazi. They call me that. It's just incredible. And this is a true turning point for our country. And the left is now celebrating online. In fact, some, quote, journalists are saying, the word is that I'm on a no-fly list as well. And so today or tomorrow, I'm going to, I guess, book a flight to Dallas or something. It's just a 35-minute flight just to test it. And so I will be going to the Austin Bergstrom Airport and finding out for myself. This is just next-level tyranny. We also have Daniel McCarthy, who is one of the top experts on the recount that is going on in earnest in Maricopa County, Arizona, for the election fraud investigation. That is in the third hour, open phones, 100% in the fourth hour. Probably halfway into the third hour, I'll open the phones up after we have Daniel McCarthy give us an update and breaking news, a lot of big news on that front. Okay. I'm overprepared for this broadcast, and I think lately I've really turned the heat up on the New World Order. I've been covering more than I normally do. I've committed to do that. And so I'm going to have to really space all this news out and make sure that I cover each big piece per segment so I get to everything. But I told you Joe Rogan's a good guy. I've known him 22 years. I told you Tucker Carlson's a good guy. He first wanted to come visit with us and said he was starting to wake up and thought I was right, that he'd been wrong 10 years ago. I don't take pleasure in him saying he was wrong, and I helped wake him up. And, you know, now I think really helped wake him up, and now he sees clearer than I do. But that's one of the things I'm proud of is that I was instrumental in deprogramming Tucker Carlson. I don't think that's the right word. He thought I was crazy. He thought I was nuts. Then he thought, well, I was just a little bit off, but right about some things. And then he found out that my worldview was absolutely basically dead on. And so he's come out. He's being demonized for saying, hey, if the vaccine works, why do I got to wear a mask? Or if the vaccine works for you, why do I have to have a vaccine? Well, they now admit that the vaccines don't work and you need 5 to 10 of them a year and they're super dangerous and they're hurting a bunch of people. Joe Rogan looks at the studies and says young people die less from COVID than the flu. Why should somebody, you know, below the age of 45 take it? Plus, you have bigger autoimmune responses when you do take these mRNA vaccines and the other vector virus delivery systems like J&J and, of course, AstraZeneca. And they're getting banned all over the world, but the media gaslights it like you're weird if you say it. Or a member of parliament in Australia says, hey, people are dying all over the world from the vaccine. The lockdowns don't help. Studies show, boom, Facebook bans them. Not just Trump that's banned now. It's members of Parliament in the UK. They're censoring members of Congress here. This is dangerous. And now it's no fly list that are confirmed. We'll play the video coming up when Nick Fuentes joins us in the second hour. So here's Tucker defending Joe Rogan, which is a great thing. Other talk show hosts generally, even if you're another conservative or another libertarian, they won't defend you because it's all business. It's not about business for Tucker. Tucker doesn't want to run for president. I've talked to him personally. He doesn't want to be part of the power structure. He wants away from it. That's why he's so powerful. That's why Rogan's powerful. He doesn't want to be part of the power structure. Neither do I. We want to be left alone. And the media is freaking out. I was top trending with Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson last night. It was Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, all number one, number two, number three, number four, despite all the censorship. And the left was panicking, saying, oh, my God, Carlson and Rogan are both becoming Alex Jones. If we're going to beat this, we're all going to become Alex Jones. It isn't about being Alex Jones. I read the documents 30-plus years ago. I got on air 27 years ago. I knew it was coming because I studied who ran things. I'm not that special. The minute you become me, that just means start looking at facts. It's game over for the New World Order. The New World Odor, that's death. It smells like death because it is death. Ooh, that smell. We got to come back to Leonard Skinner next segment. So here is Tucker Carlson knocking it out of the park. I'm going to shoot some special reports on this, but the whole thing's a fraud. They're creating a phobia over cold viruses, claiming we've got to have you be prisoners until the cold is solved, and it'll never be solved. Here's the report.
If you've gotten a vaccine, why is other people's refusal to get the vaccine a problem for you? If the vaccine is so effective, why are the people who choose to get it mad at the people who choose not to get it? Huh? Do people who've slimmed down from gastric bypass yell at fat people on the street? You wouldn't think so. It's not really their business. Your body, your choice, remember? But your body, your choice is definitely not the standard with the COVID vaccine. With the COVID vaccine, it's your body, MSNBC's choice. Watch this guy explain.
I don't know how we get to herd immunity unless we normalize the framework around vaccine certification. Listen, we're doing it in colleges. Some organizations are doing it. We're in a global crisis. We have to reach herd immunity. And the carrot and stick of you get the vaccine, you'll be able to participate in travel, restaurants, you name it, because that's frankly easier for small businesses to adhere to.
Herd immunity? Boy, it seems like not so long ago. Maybe it was back in the 50s or like last week that using the phrase herd immunity was enough to get you yanked off the air as an anti-vaxxer. Now we're bragging about herd immunity. But again, people who've got the vaccine and are totally safe are angry at the people who haven't gotten it because somehow they're endangering the people who are already vaccinated. So to protect people who voluntarily taken the risk of not getting the vaccine, we have to hurt those people. We've got to burn the village to save the village. As the doctor on television put it, we've got to use the carrot and the stick, but especially the stick. Colleges love this idea. Many of them are requiring proof of vaccination as a condition of return to campus in the fall. In the state of California, both of the big state school systems, University of California and the Cal State system, are forcing students returning to campus to prove they've been vaccinated. Schools in New York, places like Columbia, Fordham, Syracuse, the big ones, are doing exactly the same thing. What's interesting is that no one has bothered to explain why we're doing this. Virtually no college-aged kids have died of COVID. In fact, according to an April report by the CDC, a total of 587 Americans between the ages of 15 and 24 died of the virus last year, most with profound underlying health conditions. Many times that, thousands and thousands and thousands died of suicide over the same period, which we're not concerned about. In the state of Michigan, which now requires two-year-olds to wear masks outside, there were just 13 coronavirus total last year for people aged 15 to 24. Compare that to overdose deaths in Michigan. It's a tiny fraction. Not that we care about those either. So the coronavirus doesn't kill a lot of young people, but it does infect quite a few of them. And that's the other problem. Many thousands of college-age kids already have been infected. They have antibodies from previous corona infections they're now recovered from. Science suggests these kids are highly unlikely to be reinfected with COVID. So why are they being forced to get the vaccine? That's a serious question. That's not an anti-vaxxer question. That's a question people who support vaccines and care about them would ask. Because we don't give medicine to people unnecessarily. That is unethical. Meningitis, for example, kills a fair number of people every year. But we don't require everyone to start a regimen of antibiotics before they return to work. That would be crazy. It would be wrong. We wouldn't do it. But we are requiring universal vaccination, even of kids who have already been infected. Is that a medically sound idea? Some physicians are concerned that it's not. Joe Rogan over on the podcast voices concern on the air the other day, and here's what he said.
People say, do you think it's safe to get vaccinated? I've said, yeah, I think for the most part it's safe to get vaccinated. I do. But if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I go, no.
Yeah.
Are you healthy? Are you a healthy person? Like, look, don't do anything stupid, but you should take care of yourself. You should, if you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, and like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Yeah. So if you're at risk, get the vaccine, protect yourself, be happy with it, be grateful we have the vaccine. And if you're not at risk, maybe you don't. Is that a crazy point? Oh, yeah, it is. That's crazy. Joe Rogan's idiotic advice, healthy young people don't need COVID-19 vaccine, steered a headline, a representative headline in the DailyBeast.com.
We're going to be right back. Stay with us. People are now getting paralyzed from the shot.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Like a chicken with my head cut off, getting them all ready for you. Believe me. And a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes you don't even know about. But Tucker ended that monologue last night saying, you know, vaccine passports to be able to get on a plane or have a job, that's Alex Jones stuff. But it's all coming true. We're going to be rolling through a lot of that as well as the global awakening explodes and the population of the planet awakens the poison vaccines. A lot of good pushback is beginning. Only about 15% of Americans have been vaccinated, but CNN runs the headline. Oh, up to 60% of Americans have been vaccinated, subheadline, or plan to be vaccinated. I saw that similar headline in CNN, ABC News, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, because all I do is scan news headlines. And I see when they're pushing a narrative, you see it as well. But it's not 60%. It sounds like 60% took it. 60% didn't. It's 15% as of a week ago. New numbers are now. It's stalled out. They're closing all the big injection centers. Now they're coming into churches, coming into schools, coming into airports, trying to push it on you, trying to make you, because they got to buffalo you, because they got to depopulate you. Hell, I got CNN and Vogue today. Bunch of don't have children. It vandalizes the earth. You're bad. It's all coming up. This article went up last night. I'm going to ask them to repost it under the live show feed today with the headline that we have at the top there about the global awakening to poison vaccines explodes. Under the live show feed, we're going to repost this whole article right under it so you can share it. Woman paralyzed from neck down following second dose of Pfizer COVID jab. Now, why is that so important? The minute I saw the headline last night, I said, let me watch this newscast. Because I had a sneaking suspicion. Almost everyone that is getting paralyzed from the Pfizer, who isn't old, old people just have heart attacks and die, or strokes, already had COVID. And what did medical doctors and scientists on this show say? And what does the medical report say? And I printed off a whole list of what Mike Adams talked about yesterday, that ADE, if you've already had COVID, and you take this stuff, you have a giant allergic reaction to it. And your body starts just attacking everything. It's insane. Just type in COVID vaccines, mRNA vaccines, and ADE, and you'll get hundreds of studies before they did this saying don't do it, because they've been studying this stuff for decades. Wow. 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 Tennessee woman is attributing severe side effects that paralyzed her from the neck down to a second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, lady, that's bad enough. You already had COVID. She says it. They should have told you not to take it. Plus, you have supposed immunity. but they go against all the science. And then they're like, no, we're not saying don't take it on the show because you'll get bullied. You'll get censored. Everybody's been told political correctness. First, you don't say the N-word. Next, you don't question the UN and Fauci and Bill Gates. See how it works? Once you agree that you don't have one form of speech, you don't have the other, or even TV shows. News programs have to, oh, we apologize that we're going to tell you this. But any idiot knows that. So almost every young person I've seen die or get paralyzed, because you know the symptoms, is either an autoimmune response, an allergic response, and I guess the ADE is part of the autoimmune response. I'm not a scientist. I just read this. I just know that major European countries are banning all the vaccines, basically, and saying they're all worse than the damn COVID. Number three jiu-jitsu black belt in the world. I'm not a UFC or jiu-jitsu expert. I was sent this by an expert. I won't say his name. You probably know it. It's a household name. We wrote an article about it. I mean, Nashville filed it. And it gets into how it almost killed him. We'll cover all that coming up. But first, here is the poor lady paralyzed from the neck down in the great state of Tennessee.
New tonight, a Nashville woman is speaking out tonight from her hospital bed, unable to walk. Less than 24 hours after receiving her second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, she was unable to move from the neck down. As News 2's Alex Dennis shows us, she is encouraging others to advocate for their health.
It's just like the worst nightmare I can ever imagine.
Brandy Parker McFadden is confined to her hospital bed at Vanderbilt.
Can you walk right now?
No, I can't walk.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second Pfizer COVID shot, she explains she lost her ability to move from her shoulders down.
I thought maybe if anything, I'd probably get like flu-like symptoms because I'd already had COVID, but I never in a million years thought I would never be able to get up and go to the bathroom or get up and walk to the other side of the room or stand up and hug my kids.
The usually active mother of three is speaking out, not with the intent of causing fear.
I'm not saying don't get your vaccine. I'm just saying that COVID is really real.
And still really new, she continues, including the vaccine, which is why she feels any possible adverse side effect should be investigated, even if it is extremely rare.
There's been, I don't know how many people have been vaccinated and been fine, right? But we have to tell everything. Otherwise, we will get nowhere in this thing of COVID.
Brandy advocates for women's health on a daily basis. Following a diagnosis of epilepsy, she created a nonprofit called My Epilepsy Story. Now, her fight has shifted from her hospital room, warning of other women with similar symptoms to hers.
We do know there's been a couple of cases, a couple other women, but those women did not have epilepsy.
She applauds the investigation into the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which involved six women and rare blood clots. And she's hoping research will be done into these cases of paralysis.
This is why I say we need government funding and NIH for all these things.
Her oh, my gosh, we don't have... Turn it off. Total Stockholm Syndrome. Hey, lady. Since they began giving inoculations 600 years ago in the Netherlands, sometimes people died from it and the doctors would say there's a risk. Now these are gene therapies. The NIH knew this. They did animal trials under other names and knew it killed most of the animals, including all the ferrets in the Pfizer study. All of the ferrets died. Not good. But we're a lot tougher. Oh, we need more funding. I mean, I still get it, though. I'm glad I took it. I'm glad I can't walk now. It's so wonderful. They lied to you. They said that 4% would die. They said 2.5 million would die. They lie. 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 And then they lie again, and they lie again, and they lie again, and they lie again, and they lie, 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 lie. And now, it's not just people that already had COVID take the shot and get really sick. If you take the vaccine, they're going to come into contact with other viruses similar, and it's going to cause an autoimmune response. They admit we're going to have millions of dead now. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. They said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit, what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Special editor called to correct the UFC story that I contributed to a national file that he's not a UFC fighter, though he's fought in the UFC. He's number 3 jiu-jitsu fighter in the world and one of the top commentators out there, correcting me on that. So UFC fighter, it's just so cool to have all these people listening to the show in real time. UFC fighter Craig Jones unable to fight after COVID vaccine causes fluid buildup around his stomach. Well, National File has updated it to video. Jiu-Jitsu black belt Craig Jones unable to fight after COVID vaccine causes fluid buildup around his stomach. Now, they tell you the side effect is tumors, liver swelling, kidney failure, menstruation, lack of menstruation, tumors in the uterus, tumors on the testicles. And so it was excruciatingly painful for him and a lot more. So I got some more details of what happened to him. We're going to be adding that to the article. I sent it over to the great Tom Papert. We're also going to change the headline to number three jiu-jitsu fighter in the world. And that's all because, again, I contributed some of the story and rushed it through. This morning I collaborate sometimes with the great folks over at nationalfile.com. But let's play this clip of Tucker Carlson because I didn't get to it earlier, where he makes the point about COVID passports. I mean, we said over a year ago they're going to have COVID passports to leave your house or have a job and a global social credit score, and they're going to tie it into a no-fly list because the UN and Bill Gates said so. So, again, I keep getting attributed for, like, having a crystal ball when I know how to put the information together, and I've got a large historical palette, a large historical spectrum, and I have a lot of guests, and I immerse myself in this, and I work hard, and I'm on fire for freedom, but I did not imagine everything that just magically came true, like I'm Jesus Christ or something. I don't have godlike powers. I have the good brain God gave me. This is all out in the open, and it only gets worse, and it's never going to end. I mean, I talked to FBI agents and top lawyers and all sorts of people. You know, there are smart people that I respect and know. They're like, Alex, come on, the mask will be gone in a few months. Oh, Alex, they're not going to have rolling lockdowns. Oh, Alex, come on, the mRNA doesn't change your body. And then I talk to one of the top lawyers. They go, my God, the owner of this giant biotech company tells me it's deadly and a gene right takeover and part of a plan to corrupt the human DNA and it's super dangerous. I mean, it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And just because you're not a psychotic mad scientist doesn't mean you can project your normalcy on to other people. Because they're not normal. They want to ramp you. You know, low-level retail perverts just want to rape women or children. But see, scientific ones want to rape everybody and change your very DNA. And they've got all these Stockholm victims that are cowards and are chicken necks and believe in the system to take care of them who are domesticated, and they can't believe they're being enslaved. Their subconscious knows they are. And so they go into Stockholm syndrome like the woman paralyzed from the neck down and says, oh, take your vaccines. They're wonderful. Just get more funding and more vaccines is the answer. Instead of they lied to me. They said it was totally safe. But it isn't. No, she can't come to grips with the predatory. It's like some black people, I guess with Tuskegee, I never read this, but I guess they weren't as dumb as this lady. They're like, oh, thank you for giving me syphilis. Thank you for torturing me and killing me. I mean, these are bad people. And the same folks that were running Tuskegee trained Fauci. He's an extension of that. And so is Bill Gates. So here's Tucker Carlson talking about it last night.
You'll notice that the piece never explained why exactly Joe Rogan's advice was so idiotic. It just dismisses him as a moron. He's crazy. Don't listen to him. He's probably a Nazi. Or worse, a Trump voter. That's MSNBC's concern. Watch.
I don't know how the right got so far ahead on creating such a political connotation around the conversation about vaccine passports. There are all sorts of things you have to do to travel to all sorts of different places. How has that debate become so corrupted so early?
I don't know, but it's bad. I live in a state that is the state legislature is dominated by Trumpers, and they are busy making it illegal for a business to require a passport, a vaccine passport. And now they're politicizing the appropriate way to encourage people to get vaccines, which will cost lives.
How did it get so political? Says Jeb Bush's former flack and the longtime governor of Missouri. Political. See that? all the mouth breathers, the dumb people, the hillbillies and inbreds and extra chromosome folks, the Trumpers, are all spun up with their conspiracy theories about vaccine passports. Come on. There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. That's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
And then the left's like, well, it's just corporations doing it, except the state of Hawaii. Well, now the European Union says you have to have one to go to Europe. It's an admitted takeover plan. And remember, doesn't protect you from COVID, even the current variants, doesn't protect you from other variants, and can give you horrible autoimmune disorders or allergic responses or other things that kill you or make you deathly ill when you come in contact with another coronavirus. Oh, and by the way, that's in all the literature. It will blow your mind. In fact, it's in the article that's on Infowars.com. Joe Rogan is right. Science shows young people have mild COVID symptoms, but horribly violent vaccine reactions, worse than even the elderly. Can we pull up the full article on Infowars.com? Because I updated the headline. There it is. Joe Rogan is right. Science shows young people have mild COVID symptoms, worse vaccine reactions than the elderly. And I made the headline even more hardcore for Infowars.com. Rogan attacked for saying young, healthy people don't need COVID vaccines, even though the death rate for people below the age of 45 is less than the seasonal flu. So, yeah, they've used things like, oh, you want to go to Vietnam, or, oh, you want to go to Paraguay. Well, those are basically authoritarian states. So they say to go there, you've got to have this shot for yellow fever, or you've got to have this or that. And people I know have had violent reactions. A lady worked here. She told us when she got the job. She said, oh, in about 6 months, I'm going to go to Vietnam. So I'll be gone for a month. We said, that's fine, when she took the job. And then she got the vaccine for whatever it was, I forget, almost killed her, said it shut down her immune system. So she was wearing a mask around the office for a few months and then got so sick she had to quit. We never even know what happened to her. Well, that's fun, huh? Or my grandma that got polio from the vaccine, they told her. That was really fun to be partially paralyzed from like 1954 until she died 3 years ago. It was wonderful for her. Total torture. Or my uncle that almost died of a vaccine. Or how about two of my employees who lost their children from vaccines? The 12-month-old baby's totally happy, walking, takes a shot, starts convulsing and dies a week later. One was 18 months, one was 12 months. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to stop right there because they get pissed off when I talk about it. But, I mean, listen, I'm around people losing their children. I've got family being crippled by it. I live it. I've got Reuters admitting the main cause of polio is Bill Gates' vaccines. They're killing us. And I'm not going to sit here and take it anymore. And I'm not intimidated by the FBI trying to set me up, put me in prison if I don't shut up about this. I'm not shutting up about any of it. Because I've been told, you shut up about Gates, we're going to set you up with, and you're going to burn in hell for what you've done, you Nazis. So burn in hell, burn in hell, burn in hell. Burn in hell, burn in hell, burn in hell, burn in hell!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, not a correction here, but I don't know how the left operates. Everybody knows that I am non-offensive violence. And I don't wish any violence against anybody in the Russian FSB or our equivalent of the KGB, the FBI. When I say fill your hand, I'm saying the system threatens me. You better back off, Bill Gates. You better back off what you're doing, or we're going to get you. You're already getting me. My God, global lockdowns, poison vaccines. Bill Gates is my doctor. Kids wearing masks can't breathe. You already got me real good. I can't lay down to this like the lawyers that run this country. I don't think open borders and human smuggling's funny. I don't think them giving waivers so that hundreds of thousands, millions of kids in total, soon to be, it's hundreds of thousands now, in just the last few months, can just be given to anybody. And we just randomly walk into these places and there's a guy going, I want that woman, I want that woman. I'm going to show her the real power of the Lord. Don't want any that have a husband. I want women and children. We're going to make them work. And, you know, I paid to get them. And the world, yes, sir, we'll load them up for you. I mean, the bottom has fallen out, ladies and gentlemen. So I say metaphysically, I've got God on my side. I cannot sit here and take being assaulted with forced inoculation and GMO and 5G and the New World Order and have this attitude of putting my tail between my legs, rolling over on my back, and pissing all over myself like I'm a dog. That is not the American spirit. That's not the spirit of a Christian. And the reason we're falling apart is people have stopped taking action. Now, I should have started the show with this, but I got so much big news I didn't. And if I don't do some fanfare for it, no one will care. If I say, I'm not going to cover this today, I'm going to cover it tomorrow at noon, it would actually have an effect, save lives, and turn things around. If I cover this now, no one is going to care. But who knows, I'll even be here tomorrow. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to settle down. Had one cup of coffee, folks. Maybe a second cup will help me. I'm pretty wired. I told you I was going home to rest and take naps this weekend. I usually work 7 days a week. This is what 2 days off did. Climbing the walls, man. The old Alex Jones is here. Of course, not drinking might help, too. But, I mean, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in this insane, out-of-control system. And bowing down to it has gotten us here. I suggest we stop bowing. I suggest we start saying no. So here's what I'm going to do. Nick Fuentes is going to join us about the no-fly list for segment 2 and 3, maybe a little bit more if he's got more to say. He's always a well-spoken gent. And then I'm going to hit this. And I've got a video from the Dripping Springs school board meeting outside Austin, big suburb of Austin. I used to live out there. And I've got the transcript of what the lady, Amanda Bell, or Beal, had to say. And then I got the Texas law right here. And I'll tell you about it in the fourth segment of the next hour. And then we'll get an article up on Infowars.com. They have similar laws around the country. I'll just go ahead and let the cat out of the bag for you. It's illegal under Texas law to forcibly put a mask on a child's face because it turns out at some orphanages around the country in the 20s and 30s, eugenicists would torture children putting mouth gags on them or facial coverings. And so you're not allowed to punish someone for not wearing a mask. It is a crime. But of course it is, because we weren't insane 50, 60 years ago like we are now. So I'm going to show you the Texas code, show you the law, show it all to you. Coming up in about 45 minutes from now. The video with the basics is already up. Austin suburb unanimously rejects mask for public school children. That's on band.video. But the rest of the story is what's in it is the law. It's an hour and a half video. Just every parent was against it. And so they would just turn their mics off. And say, I'm against this. You hear the mic turn off. Or you hear them shuffle papers. Walking out there, Rush Limbaugh. Oh, sorry, I can't hear you. People even say, hey, stop doing that. And people got in their cars and drove there. It went on for like 5 hours. And they go, hey, I saw you at home on the cable. Every time somebody gets up or against it, you turn their mic down. Stop doing that. And hey, stop doing your papers like that. People are getting it, man. The left are a bunch of passive-aggressive scum. Must have been 60, 70 parents spoke. We boiled it down to an hour and a half. And all of them were pissed. Not one person. But, oh, here's the mask. Shut up. Shut up. Globalist Sharia law. Bill Gates law. Burn in hell, Bill Gates. And I know there are good people in Big Pharma. There are big people in law enforcement. There are good people that work at the grocery store. But if you don't say no to the corruption, you're part of it. Just like the former Pfizer chief scientist came out and said, this is a takeover. This is evil. This is going to kill a bunch of people. This is wrong. Back in December. When they finally were doing the first releases in England and he saw the death, he saw the carnage, he analyzed what they admitted was in it and said, why in tarnations would you have jellyfish genes in here for bioluminescence? Why would you? And they go, we're not going to tell you. It's a proprietary secret. We're going to try to force you to do it, and it's a secret. It's like I rewatched last night, at least part of it. I remember it as a kid. I guess it's free on YouTube. Somebody posted it. Invaders from Mars, the 1986 version, because a guest yesterday on the show, Steve Feld, mentioned the 1958 one. I haven't watched it yet. with a mom in it smoking. I think I'm going to have to watch that one tonight. But, old Bombshell Blonde. But the damn aliens land in the backyard, and they're injecting people with a thing that turns them into zombies that have remote control chips to control them. I mean, they're 60 Minutes actually saying that on TV now. This is crazy town, folks. And a lot of people have gotten on board with the transhumanist because they believe it's the future, and you just have to accept it. Well, I'm not going along with it. And Joseph Mengele, you know, said, oh, it's just science. Psaki, I'll cover that too. In fact, get Psaki ready. Old rancid Psaki. She said, hey, you know, you guys are selling baby parts, keeping them alive is what they're doing until they're ready to harvest them. And she goes, it's just science. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer, it's just science. Or Joseph Mengele, oh, I'm just torturing thousands of people in medical experiments. It's just science. And they said that at Nuremberg. It's just science. It's just science that you can't see what's in the vaccine. It's just science we didn't do the trials. It's just science we've lied to you about everything. It's just science. It's just science. They just call it science when they stick an ice pick in the front of your head and slice the front of your cerebral cortex. You'd be brain dead or you'd be a zombie. You'd be a vegetable. And they called it science. It's just science sticking an ice pick in the front of your head. Electroshock therapy. It's just science. 30 million, 40 million of our kids on Ritalin, brain damage, it's just science. The mass suicides, the death, the collapse of civilization, depression off the charts, it's them running it by design, the wreckage of society, the artificial takedown, it's just science. We'll play that coming up as well. Heck, here she is, it's just science.
Abortions in the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the leaders of the president's own faith said in reaction, it is deeply offensive, quote, to millions of Americans for our tax dollars to be used for research that collaborates with an industry built on the taking of innocent lives. How does the White House respond to that criticism?
Look, I think the White House respectfully disagrees, and we believe that it's important to invest in science and look for opportunities to cure diseases, and I think that's what this is hoping to do.
By devaluing humanity, by industrially keeping babies alive and then harvesting them? Hell, why not just keep them alive and milk them for their blood? Oh, that's being announced. And merging them with monkeys and pigs and cows, which that was going on 50 years ago. It's now all out in the open, but it's all just science. Like 90-year-old women, it's in the news, are having menstrual cycles. They haven't had menstrual cycles in 40, 50 years. But boy, they get that COVID shot and that blood starts pouring. Oh, women that haven't had menstrual cycles, who've been around people that got the vaccine, is coming back. So you're 75 years old and your husband gets the COVID shot, you're gonna have a period again, sweetheart. And young women suddenly have periods all the time. And they tell you it grows tumors in you. They say, never mind if you get an X-ray and they find tumors after a COVID shot. That's normal. Woo! Yeah, it's liberal. Woo! It's fun. It's good. That's right. Oh, the Bay Area. ABC News says it's normal to have screwed up menstrual cycles. And your baby might die if you breastfeed when you get it. But it's okay. Because Jim Cook's gay. Please fund our operation with products at InfoWarsStore.com. Fight back against the New World Order with vitamins and minerals you need. Vitamin Mineral Fusion about to sell out. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, and of course, back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, 50% off, as well as VasoBeats. InfoWarsStore.com. You need it. It's high quality, and it keeps us in the fight. And nobody fights like InfoWars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.